previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
All right. We are working our way ever so steadily towards the Algoa FM Big Walk for Cancer presented by Isuzu Motors. And Radiant Diagnostic Imaging is the official premium partner for the Big Walk. They are, of course, a dynamic radiology healthcare company that's dedicated to delivering the highest standards of radiology services to underserved regions and their medical practices. Now, this morning, we're joined on air by Dr. Anit Chacko. He is, of course, the head radiologist of Radiant Health. Dr. Chacko, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Good morning, and thank you for having me.
Oh, goodness.
James Earl Jones himself.
Yeah. We've actually just spoken about James Earl Jones, one of the most celebrated actors and voice artists in the world. I don't know if you are aware that he has passed, unfortunately, very sadly so.
Oh, no.
And you sound so, so much like him. Your voice, Dr. Chacko, good grief.
Well, thank you. A lot of people have said I've got a face for radio. So.
Dr. Chacko, I know that Radiant Diagnostic Imaging was, and consulting, the entire group, in fact, was founded in the Eastern Cape. And we are one of the poorest provinces in South Africa with the highest expanded and official unemployment rate in the country. How are you guys taking healthcare into underserviced areas?
Yes, well, so thank you. So we were established last year, at the beginning of last year, with our main goal of providing the high-quality medical services, especially radiology services, to the underserviced areas in our community. Our primary goal is bridging the health gap in healthcare accessibility and ensuring that everyone has affordable access to these vital services, regardless of their geographical location in South Africa. And especially in the Eastern Cape, our communities are far apart and not very well serviced. And so to accomplish this, we implemented some innovative strategies like setting up mobile mammography and ultrasound units. We travel to all the remote and underserved communities of the Eastern Cape and throughout the country now. We have expanded. And we are equipped with state-of-the-art medical equipment. Nothing is spared in terms of that, and staffed by adequately qualified healthcare professionals who are completely registered. And through these mobile clinics, we bring the primary healthcare services and diagnostics directly to the people who need them the most.
Doctor, tell us, how important is it for women to have regular mammograms for breast cancer?
Yeah, so, I mean, having regular mammogram is essential. It's important for women to have regular mammograms for breast cancer detection. It's recommended as vital for early screening and detection of breast cancer because that significantly increases the chances of successful treatment and overall survival. Women over the age of 40 are advised to have screening mammograms every 1 to 2 years by the American Cancer Society so that we can detect the cancers early and reduce the need for more invasive or extensive treatment options. If we detect the cancers early, survival rates are increased by up to 25%. It's extremely vital in our opinion.
It's quite important that, so women over 40, once every between 1 and 2 years. I saw a study a little while ago saying that only about 65% of women aged between 50 to 74 are going for that mammogram. So, yeah, we really want to see those numbers increasing. And also, perhaps, as you say, starting from a younger age, at least 10 years earlier than 50, of course.
Yes, for sure. Because, those studies are based overseas. In terms of our population, we've already screened over 5,000 women, and the average age is much higher than that in terms of having their first mammogram study. Sure. And our population and genetics, is skewed towards breast cancer presenting in a more aggressive form in much younger patients. So it is vital to start as early as you can.
Sure. Dr. Chacko, we are certainly very happy that you are supporting the Algoa FM Big Walk for Cancer presented by Isuzu Motors. But tell us why you have decided to support.
Yeah, well, we're supporting the Algoa Big Walk for Cancer for many important reasons. But firstly, we obviously recognize the impact that it has, or cancer has, on individuals and communities. It affects millions of people and causes immense physical, emotional, and financial hardships. So by supporting this event, we are aiming to contribute to this fight against cancer and help raise awareness about the importance of early detection, prevention, and treatment. And also, we understand the power of collaboration and community involvement in making a difference. And this event has been well established and going on for 26 years, is that correct?
Yeah. Correct, yeah.
And,
We can then, we join forces with like-minded individuals and organizations, hopefully amplifying their efforts and creating a bigger impact together.
Doctor, will you be offering any services prior to the event in George, Nelson Mandela Bay, and also in East London?
Well, we are based in East London and serve the surrounding communities, and we obviously also have a mobile unit in Qeberha, and we do travel to George and surrounding areas as well on a regular basis. So yes, we will be offering services in all those areas as a part of our regular service.
Dr. Chaka, we actually met your colleagues at the launch in East London, from East London,
indeed.
And the launch was taking place here in Qeberha about a month ago, and they were fantastic. And, you know, you could just sense the passion and so on and the dedication from your team. We're chatting and taking a number of pics and so on. I know that this is your work, you know, it's obviously your area of speciality, but where does, you know, your passion stem from? What does the Big Walk and cancer awareness mean to you personally?
Yes, yeah. So while you were mentioning the team, just a shout out to them, because I mean, without our mammographers, drivers, and the admin staff at the head office, none of this would be possible for me. For me personally, I have noticed over my years practicing as a radiologist about patients presenting far too late, you know, especially when they're coming in from further out in the Eastern Cape or Border Kai region to East London. And over the years, it always bothered me that, you know, we weren't picking these up early enough. And it's one of the reasons that I founded this company, so that we could, you know, get out into those communities and, you know, achieve early detection and, you know, thereby save some lives. Obviously, as well, you know, I will be walking for my own personal reasons in terms of family and friends who have suffered with cancer, and to show solidarity and support with them and others who have suffered as a reason. Mm.
Dr. Aneth Chacko, head radiologist of Radiant Health, thank you so much for chatting to us. Thank you so much for your support. Radiant Diagnostic Imaging, of course, the official premium entry partner for the Algo FM Big Walk for Cancer, presented by Isuzu Motors South Africa.
Thank you very much.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.